Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
College football's long regular season is finally over, and all that remains are the 216 bowl games that are already lighting up our TV screens and will continue until early April. Okay, I exaggerate. 216 might be a bit high, but it sure seems like some of these bowl games require only two things of its participants: mediocrity and anonymity. Have you ever heard of the Tony the Tiger Bowl? The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl? How about the Cheez-It Bowl? You like tongue twisters? How about the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl? It'll take longer to say it than play it. And here's one I love, the Go Bowling Bowl. That's for real. Sounds about as much fun as a 7-10 split. Let me highlight a couple of even more obscure bowl games you probably have not heard about, primarily because they don't exist yet. First, since most bowl games are played in warm locations, I think we need a bowl game up in Minnesota. Call it the 10,000 Lakes and All of Them Are Frozen Bowl. This one would feature Norman's Institute of Interior Design versus Bemidji School of Mortuary Science. I imagine Norman's head coach, Sophie Davenport, expressing his or her excitement about the game. Quote, "We at Norman's are excited to be invited to the 10,000 Lakes and All of Them Are Frozen Bowl in Mankato, Minnesota on January 1. Mankato in January. Wow. We know we will face a quality opponent in Bemidji School of Mortuary Science. Our entire team is looking forward to battling the Fighting Embalmers, who have buried every team they have played this year. We know they are not going to just lie down for us." Then here's Bemidji School of Mortuary Science head coach Dresden Black. See what I did there? Dresden Black. Quote, "All of us at the Bemidji School of Mortuary Science are delighted to accept a bid to the 10,000 Lakes and All of Them Are Frozen Bowl. We're especially pleased that the game is in nearby Mankato, reducing our travel costs considerably. We have no buses, but we have a fleet of hearses to transport personnel and equipment to the game in style. After several years of losing, our team bounced back to life this season, and we can't wait to face a stiff opponent like Norman's and dress them down." Then there is the Gently Used Kitchen Appliances and Petticoat Junction Reruns Bowl. This year's matchup features the Waco, Texas Fire Department versus the Fighting Interns of Massachusetts General Hospital. Okay, so it's unlikely this one will actually come off, inasmuch as neither the Waco Fire Department nor Mass General has a football team. But the matchup illustrates the problem coming up with enough schools with the requisite 6 victories to earn a bowl bid. Still, it would be fun to watch, right? My money's on the firefighters, some of whom are probably tough enough to move across town in Waco and play for the nearby Baylor. The WFD would waste no time reminding the interns of Massachusetts General what the concussion protocol is all about. Well, I'm out of time and I didn't even get to the Oreo Coca-Cola Bowl, which doesn't exist yet, but only because nobody but me has thought of it. Yes, there is an Oreo-flavored Coca-Cola. Carbonated chocolate cookies. They say it's only a temporary flavor, one would hope.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.